Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Evan Brand. If you're new to the show, welcome. I'm an online functional medicine practitioner. What I do is I help people investigate their health issues, anything from anxiety, allergies, depression, chronic fatigue, joint issues, hormone imbalances, low libido, low energy, you crash after exercise, you're irritable, you're grumpy, you don't know what the hell's wrong with you. Even if you've been to 20, 30 doctors, usually people end up knocking on my virtual door. And then what we end up doing is we find things that they've never discovered before. We use at-home functional medicine lab testing to investigate your mitochondrial health. We look at your neurotransmitters, your nutrient levels. And there's a lot we can do with natural medicine, specifically herbs, botanicals, binders, liver support, adrenals, adaptogenic herbs, you name it. There's so many tools in the natural medicine toolbox that do amazing things. And in many, many cases, far more effective and definitely safer than the pharmaceutical alternatives, such as proton pump inhibitors. Maybe if you have a digestive problem, you temporarily need one. If you have major gastritis, maybe you have ulcers, or you have some sort of other major gut flare, you might need something like a PPI. But if you just look at the literature that's coming out now on long-term use of PPIs, this is a potential risk factor for neurodegenerative disease development. What does that mean? That means Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's. Look it up. Type in proton pump inhibitors, dementia. It's a massive factor because when you're turning down stomach acid production, you're not digesting your food. And after testing 3,000 plus people around this planet, even in the quote healthiest organic eating people, there are massive nutrient deficiencies that we see every single day. We had a little girl yesterday in the clinic, 4 years old. Her mom's done everything right on paper. Diet's good. Everything should be fine. But this poor kid is nutrient deficient like you wouldn't believe. We've seen 20-year-olds, the same thing. We've seen 60 and 80-year-olds. So just to make it clear, you cannot eat your way out of these problems in many, 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 many cases. And I can prove this to you by helping you investigate these problems by using labs. With those labs, I can show you the nutrient deficiencies that are driving all sorts of energy, anxiety, depression problems. And so that's what I do. And this podcast is just a free resource for you to geek out on these subjects. And then if you want to take the deeper dive and look at your health, you can reach out to me clinically at my site, evanbrand.com, where I can help you investigate what's going on and we'll help you feel better as soon as possible. Now, we're going to get into the podcast here. Just a couple of plugs. We've got a new batch of electrolytes, hydration essentials. You all really love those. I think it's an incredible tool packed with ribose, taurine, and other flavonoids that help you regulate your minerals. If you look at Element, good job, Rob Wolf, according to Amazon. He's selling like 70,000 boxes or packets or whatever on Amazon. It'll kind of show you when you're on a product listing. So good job. However, it's not enough. You need extra nutrients to help regulate that. You can't just take flavored salt and call it good. You really need taurine. You need ribose. You need citrus bioflavonoids to help you. You need rutin. And so that's what we've done with the hydration essentials is we've leveled up the electrolyte market. So check them out. We'll have the link in the show notes below. Also, because there's so many people flaring up right now with all the things blooming, highly recommend you check out our histamine and mast cell supplement. If you're someone who maybe you've already taken Zyrtec or Claritin, or you live on those things, or you have to take those sporadically, maybe you're someone that has to use an inhaler, or you're doing other things to help modulate your histamine levels, and you want a better tool that can help you with all sorts of immune response problems, the histamine mast cell support is a game changer. If you're chemically sensitive, if you're reacting to fragrances, if you react to people's scented laundry detergent and you hate it as much as I do when someone walks into the room smelling like Tide and dryer sheets because you know how toxic those fragrances are and you get a headache or migraine or whatever, the histamine and mast cell support can help regulate that. Also, if you're battling gut issues, gut reactions, you're having rashes on your face after you eat, you don't feel well after you eat, the histamine mast cell support could be a game changer. And then last but not least, the Pure Digest. We just got a new batch in of Pure Digest. That is our enzyme formula that has some hydrochloric acid. as I mentioned just a minute ago, if you're taking proton pump inhibitors, therefore lowering your stomach acid, you're digging yourself in a hole. In most cases, people need more in supplemental acid and enzyme. And what you can do is you can improve how you break down your fats, your protein, your carbs. Everyone that I've tested is nutrient deficient. This is your insurance policy, I call it, your nutritional insurance policy, meaning you take one or two of these enzyme capsules with your meal. That's going to improve your digestive capabilities to where you absorb and assimilate more nutrients from that same food. So if you and your husband sit down, you eat a nice grass-fed steak, some organic peas with some grass-fed butter, maybe you've got some, I don't know, Olipop with it. If you're doing enzymes and your spouse is not, you're getting more nutritional value from that meal than they are, especially if they have gut infections, further sabotaging the digestive capabilities. So try it out. It's Pure Digest, 1 to 2 caps per meal. You can do breakfast, lunch, dinner. Let me know how you feel. I'd love to hear your feedback on this. It's been one of our best sellers over the last decade. I think you'll absolutely love it, and you're going to do a lot of good for yourself if you have bloating, fatigue, or other issues after you eat. All right, so much love. Let's get into the show. If you need help clinically, as I mentioned, evanbrand.com has all the details where you can reach out to me or my other functional medicine provider on staff.
Hey guys, Dr. Justin Marcagiani here with Evan Brand. Today we're going to be talking about eradicating fatigue and sparking motivation. We're going to give you a different take on motivation and fatigue in this podcast than we have typically. So excited to dive in. Evan, my man, how are we doing, brother?
Oh, doing really well. We had a fun pre-chat here and we're talking about sunlight and skin health and all sorts of things. And, you know, that's one easy low-hanging fruit that I think we could just jump right into with motivation and fatigue problems. You know, we've talked about this for, I mean, literally 500 episodes later, here we are. And still, I find people in my neighborhood, they have their blinds and their curtains closed all day. And they're not getting outside. They're not getting that bright light. They're not getting the sunlight to really trigger the morning wake up. And so I think it's easy if you're busy, you're getting your kids ready for school. It's so easy for you to just like stay in your house, jump in the car, drop them off, go back home, go back in your house, and you're never getting that bright light exposure. So me personally, half the windows in my house or more don't even have the ability to have curtains on them. It's just wide open. And so if you use a lux meter on your iPhone or whatever Android, LUX, you can measure your light coming in. I mean, I'm hoping that most people are getting at least 10,000 lux in the morning, but you'll probably find that you're getting 500 or less.
Well, let's go into like simple strategies out of the gates to help with the motivation component, right? We talked about light. I think that early morning light is a wonderful way to get motivation. I think like my top three strategies, right? If you can do it, nice, high quality, coffee, espresso, something organic, nice. Get your feet on the solid concrete or grass, get that good grounding going, and get some cold water exposure first thing. I think those are like my top three kind of palliative therapies, meaning they would plug into an overall kind of functional medicine plan. But I think the cold does all kinds of things regarding HPA axis stimulation. It stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. It also aids in digestion because it forces the blood to go into your body, right? Into your organs, where the sympathetic, stressed out nervous response goes away. So it drives it inward to keep the organs strong, activates that parasympathetic response, and can really have wonderful benefits modulating cortisol as well. So I love that as kind of big thing out of the gates. And like you said, nourishing that pineal gland with that high quality sunlight, especially the early morning, is the safest sunlight. It's not going to hurt your skin. You know, if you go out in the sun, just make sure you never burn. You know, try to keep it at that minimal urothelial dose where your skin gets a tiny bit pink or less is a good starting point. And, you know, it's hard to overdo it in that early morning sun too.
Yeah. And this is easy and it's free. I mean, I know it's hard too, like the cold. Like there's a lot of people that are going to be resistant to that and until summertime, and then they're dying and they're willing. But I know if the weather's still cool, it's going to be tough to push yourself into the cold. But, you know, I've been guilty of it too, where I kind of feel demotivated and I'm like, oh no. And then I actually jump in the water and get that cold air, that cold water on me. And then I'm like revitalized. I'm like, why did I resist that so bad? Like I feel so good now, but I was resisting it. I'm just standing there with my arms crossed. I'm just kind of like blah. And then I jump in. It's like, I'm reborn. Why did I fight that?
I was at a resort in Cancun last week on a family vacation with my kids and my wife. And we did every morning, we did hydrotherapy, hot and cold baths. And the cold was amazing. Now, I've always done cold showers probably for the last decade. One thing I'm looking at bringing in, you know, bringing in a company that does a cold plunge, putting that cold plunge in my office. And then, you know, maybe once a day between patients, just get naked real fast. Like just go from my shoulders down. Like I won't get wet in my hair. So I'll keep my hair all clean. 3 minutes in, out. Dry off, back in the office, and I'm like totally ready to go. So
yeah.
That's one modality I'm looking at bringing in to the office to kind of give me that jump start midday. So I think cold exposure can be an amazing thing to kind of pull you out, so to speak.
Yeah. All right. So let's go a little deeper. So, I mean, these are the easy surface level things that you're going to see on Instagram, 100,000 different influencers all saying the same thing about cold, right? So let's go more functional medicine,
yes,
the stuff
100%.
Other people are not talking about. And a lot of that is going to be in brain chemistry. And I was telling you before we hit record, I saw a guy last week, early 20s, and he's built. I mean, he's a strong dude and he's doing well. He's doing okay in his job, but he's having trouble just getting out of bed. He's having trouble just getting motivated for his job. He works from home, so he's able to slack off a little bit because he doesn't have to report at a certain time, but he knows that his productivity is not where it should be. And then when we look at his organic acids test, even though he's eating lots of grass-fed meats, he's even eating grass-fed heart. He was taking heart organ supplements and he was eating heart. This guy on paper was low across the board with his nutrients. His CoQ10 was low. His B vitamins and vitamin C were low. And all of his neurotransmitter markers were low. Dopamine, the vanillin for the endorphins were low. And also the serotonin was low. So I told him on paper, I'm like, look, man, we see in your gut, you've got a lot of bacterial overgrowth. He had Klebsiella and a few others like Citrobacter. I'm like, I'm just going to go ahead and blame these gut bugs because your diet is so on point. Why are you this nutrient deficient and this neurotransmitter deficient? But I think that's where his motivation issues and fatigue were coming from.
Yeah, when we look at fatigue and motivation, like from a functional medicine lens, right? We talked about some of the palliative kind of like biohacker like modalities. A lot of those modalities, they don't fix the underlying cause. So we always draw a line in functional medicine world. Palliative modalities that kind of give you, that kind of bump things up. And then we look at kind of root cause things. And so, you know, someone coming into our show, we're already working on like kind of a whole food type of dietary template, good protein, good fats, you know, food quality, the whole nine yards, like sleep, hydration, electrolytes, like those are already a given. I don't want to spend half the podcast on that. So just kind of check that box, go back to other podcasts where we talk more about that in depth. But looking at some of the motivation things, you know, for guys, you'll see it with low testosterone. Testosterone has a lot of receptor sites in the frontal cortex that play a major role with motivation. And so that can be a big thing with guys. Now, the solution isn't just to go on bioidentical tea. Most people do that the wrong way anyway. They give too much. They give it too infrequently. They have aromatization problems. They increase estrogen. They put their FSH and LH in the tank, which is the upstream pituitary hormones, which cause their testicles to shrink up. So not the best. There's other strategies and herbs and nuutrients that can help, like ashwagandha is helpful. Saw palmetto can be helpful. Tonkadali, tribulus, orchic, actual, you know, bovine glandular support of the orchic gland. That can be very helpful as well. So these are some good strategies out of the gate, getting enough protein. Obviously, resistance training, getting moving your muscles a little bit in some kind of a functional movement pattern, getting some kind of a high intensity intervals training going to get those muscles going, get that brain-derived neurotropic factor so you can get neuroplasticity, stimulate new neuronal cell signaling and growth in the brain. That's a kind of a good starting thing out of the gates. For men, and obviously some of that will interplay with women. A lot of times with women having lower estrogen, lower progesterone, and or estrogen dominance. And estrogen dominance may not necessarily be low high estrogen. It could be higher estrogen in relation to progesterone. So it's good to look at that. You could still have high estrogen because of mold toxicity, plastics, pesticides, right? These are all other variables. Maybe you're on birth control pills. These are all other variables that could give you high estrogen as well as estrogen dominance, but that lower progesterone and that estrogen dominance type of situation is what's going to drive more of that in females, and the lower T slash low dopamine for men. And we could also throw dopamine in for women too, because dopamine gets burnt downstream to make adrenaline. So anytime you get chronically stressed, you're going to take that dopamine, you'll bring it downstream into adrenaline. And we'll see that in these organic acids with high vanillin mandelate, Or even low vanillin mandelate, or even just the, you know, the DOPAC being low or the homovanillate also being lower or high. That tells us there's a metabolism issue in those areas.
Yeah, well said. And this is not a rare problem, by the way. I know sometimes when you hear this geeky stuff on the podcast, you're thinking like, okay, there's just this random freak show out there that's listening to this that has that wrong with them. Poor guy. No, I mean, this is probably 8 out of every 10 people that we test. This is a major, major issue when we look at the productivity of the country. You think about your garbage man, your CPA, your doctor. I've seen them all, pilots. I mean, you name it. You and I have worked with a lot of different executives and people in professional athletes, and all these people look low. The nutritional quality of the food, even if it's organic, it doesn't mean it's nutrient dense. We've talked about this before, but the USDA's papers on nutrient density in food from the 1920s versus current day, it's a lot less nutrient dense. And so we have to have some level of professional multi in pretty much everybody's protocol. And you and I, we manufacture professional supplements, and then we'll add in extra nutrients on top of your typical B vitamin C complex thing. We're actually going to add CoQ10. We may add malic acid. We may add ribose, taurine. You mentioned some of the adaptogens. So what a protocol could look like, it could be CoQ10, it could be B's and C's, there could be extra adaptogens to help with the energy production, such as rhodiola is one of my favorites. It could be amino acid precursors for the brain chemistry. And then that's just your foundational piece that most people are not even doing that. And then now we got to get to the bugs. So in that guy we mentioned in his 20s, he's got a lot of dysbiosis. And so even though his diet's great, his supplements look great, his gut's still not really well at all. His secretory IgA was in the tank. His calprotectin was up. He had gut inflammation, even though he had amazing diet. So this idea that you can eat your way out of this problem is just really not true.
100%. I mean, we have different immune cells in the brain. We have the astrocytes that make up the blood-brain barrier, which protects, you know, different toxins and things from getting into the brain. We also have the microglial cells, right? And the microglial cells are really important as well. Because these cells are going to gobble up inflammation and junk. We also have dendritic cells, right? These dendritic cells basically grab different antigens, foreign proteins, brings it back to the immune system, and it's kind of an antigen-presenting cell, and then it basically shows the immune system the different foreign proteins, and that upregulates different T cells to go after it. And so what does this mean? It means that if you have leaky gut or gut permeability, you're creating different immune responses that can activate the immune system in the brain. And so what does that mean? When the immune system in the brain's hyperactive, you're going to see mood issues. You're going to see depression. You're going to see anxiety. You're going to see brain fog. I know today we're talking about fatigue and motivation, but these, the motivation and fatigue can be impacted by these things, right? And then of course, a lot of the neurotransmitters that make that, you know, the raw material to make these neurotransmitters, they come from protein. So it's easy to see, you know, one of the common symptoms we're going to see is some kind of a gut symptom. And, you know, when you see someone with IBS, you're almost always going to see like your bloating, your gas, your diarrhea, your constipation. It could be one or all, but you're going to see mood issues that connect to that as well. And, you know, your conventional MD is going to just throw you on an SSRI. Well, we know a lot of the common causes of depression in the brain is going to be inflammation-based. That's why they've done studies where they've just given a placebo group nothing, and then they've given the actual control group, or they given the, you know, the control group an inert placebo, and they gave the treatment group ibuprofen, right? And NSAID, and they saw significant improvements in mood. Why? Because ibuprofen works on inflammation, and inflammation in the brain is a big root cause of these mood issues. I'm not saying go take ibuprofen. We know according to the data, ibuprofen taken correctly kills about 18,000 people a year minimum, which is rheumatological issues. So taking a drug long-term that has a lot of side effects, yeah, acutely is one thing, long-term, not good. There's too many other nutrients that we can do that will modulate inflammation in the brain, whether it's, you know, methylated resveratrol, like, an R-resveratrol, or a terostilbene, which is a methylated resveratrol, whether it's a curcuminoid, a liposomal curcumin kind of compound, whether we're doing other like boswellia or frankincense or other anti-inflammatory herbs. These are all very powerful things out of the gate that you can do on top of a good diet, on top of getting your gut looked at and making sure the microbiome is fixed. If we got dysbiosis, candida, H. pylori infections, those can all be root cause factors.
Yeah, love it, man. And I love you're getting into inflammation. So we'll take it a step deeper, which is into the whole mast cell activation problem. This is just a more extreme manifestation of an immune problem. These mast cells become overactive due to toxins, due to infections. I've dealt with this personally. We see it a lot clinically. And there's certain nutrients we could use in the same family as Boswellia, some of these anti-inflammatories. We may be throwing in nutrients like rutin or quercetin and other flavonoids like perea leaf to help calm those mast cells down. That was huge for me. So, I mean, this happened after the virus too. I kind of had this like post, you know, viral fatigue, and I started adding in some of the histamine support nutrients, and all of a sudden I started to recover and feel better. And this happens in kids too. So I know we're kind of talking to adults here, but if your child is in school and maybe they're suffering at school, the teachers are complaining, maybe their test scores are not good, or maybe the child is just not motivated. Maybe he doesn't even want to go to school. I know someone who pulled their kid out of school. And their motivation is just too bad. They stay up too late and they have trouble getting up in the morning. So what do? They just pull them out of school and homeschool them instead. And so this happens a lot where the kid's not getting the adequate nutrients he needs to fuel the brain. And we could throw toxins into the mix too. So any chemical, pesticide, heavy metal, mycotoxin, those affect energy production quite a bit. And we can measure mitochondria on the OAT test. So at the end of the day, we need to look at the gut. And we got to look at the urine so we can get mitochondrial and brain chemistry data.
Yeah, well, most people look at mast cell issues, they look at it the wrong way. It's like, I look at when someone says mast cell, I'm like, all right, I kind of draw this picture in my brain. I'm like, here's a bucket, right? I call it histamine or inflammation bucket, right? And then you have like histamine coming from food. Most of the time, histamine from food is not the issue, but it may be something that we have to modulate out of the gate to get symptom relief. But most of the times, the big histamine vectors outside of food, right? They're primarily coming from toxins from mold or histamine in the gut, right? And so those are the things, you know, once we've kind of ruled out food, right? We're talking about mold or environmental toxins coming in, filling up that bucket. We're talking about Klebsiella, Pseudomonas, Citrobacter, our bacteria producing a lot of histamine. And then of course, when we have a lot of bacteria issues, then we're not making enough stomach acid. We don't make enough stomach acid. Well, acid actually provides some level of disinfectant for the gut, which then allows more bacteria to grow, which allows for more histamine, which then allows for more leaky gut, which then allows for more immune stimulation, right? And histamine is just, it's going to be produced by your basophils, right? Your basophils in the bloodstream, once they go outside of the bloodstream into the tissue, they become what? Mast cells. What do mast cells produce? Histamine. So the more active your immune system is, basophils out of the blood into the tissue, now are mast cells. Mast cells now produce histamine. And so if you can keep your immune system down and you look at all, what are the big, why the heck is my immune system pissed off, right? Well, 80% of it's in the gut. So you always look in the gut. How is mold mostly detoxified? Liver, gallbladder, gut, stool, right? And so you have to get that right. And then of course, you know, we have other podcasts where how do I figure out if I live in a moldy home? How do I treat that? How do I remediate that? How do I, you know, so those are some things you got to look at as well, but not for this podcast, but just the mold vector, the gut vector, and then the immune vector, which also connects back to the leaky gut.
All right. I got one like curveball here and then we can wrap it up, which is relationships and your mental diet. And what I mean by that is, you and I, when we have our conversations, whether it's us here recording or not recording, we're talking to each other the same way. You and I talk optimistically to each other. We talk about encouraging things to each other. We're going to get to this level and we're going to do this. Like, we try to put out that positivity, and it's great and it's infectious. And I think so many people, they've given us, I mean, we've got on my show on Apple, I mean, coming up on like 1,000 reviews now, and everybody's like, oh man, Dr. J and Evan, like when you guys are together, there's some awesome synergy. There's some awesome vibes there, and people pick up on that. So I think it's important that you do an inventory of your mental diet. Who are you listening to? What is coming in?
Yep.
What are you reading? Who are you following? Some level of comparison might be healthy, right? You look at this lady and, you know, her new house, this, and her new car, that, and she looks so put together as a parent, her makeup's all perfect. And even though she's got all these kids, she looks like she's handling it. Like, you can look at some of that stuff online and you could feel inspired and motivated by it. But I think so often these parasocial relationships, meaning it's not, you don't know the person, but you quote, know them through what you watch of them. Mm-hmm. I think that can be a real problem. And this has never happened in human history before, where you could be in someone's house, but you're sitting on your couch watching them. You're not there. And so it's a double-edged sword. And I find that in their studies on this too, this is not just my opinion, Instagram was voted the most depressing social media platform out there. And so you got to handle this thing in doses. And if you make content, you should probably try to make more than you consume, or just be careful about the consumption. So that's just the mental diet piece when it comes to the motivation.
Yeah, I think relationships play a big role, right? Because that can be a big source of stress in your life if you don't have good relationships. My general thing on relationships, especially whether it's kids or your spouse, decrease social media as much as possible. It's not real. It's fake. It's a highlight reel. It's totally curated, right? It's not reality. Adults know that, but it's easy to forget. Kids definitely don't know that, right? So there's that component. I think on the relationship side, the easiest thing out of the gate is date your spouse, right? Remember, when you're like in the dating phase and before you have kids, like you and your spouse and what you're doing is like top priority. Everything else is below. Once you have kids, once you have a family, once you share a home, there's maintenance, there's logistics, there's a mortgage, then there's your kids' activity schedule. And then like you and your spouse, like that becomes like 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th on the priority list. Keep you and your spouse in the top five, right? You gotta find time, keep it a top priority. What you pay attention to appreciates, will improve. So just make sure you date your spouse, make sure you communicate what your needs are, right? You know, you got the love language book, right? Figure out kind of what you need out of the relationship, and you meet in the middle and you both share. I think that's really important thing out of the gate. Just don't forget that, because relationships can be a source of nourishment where you feel great and supported, or it can be a major source of stress. For you to go into a relationship and expect nourishment, you have to bring it back. So it's both you and your spouse meeting in the middle and just communicating, figuring out where you're at, and make sure you date your spouse. That's really important.
Yep. I love it. Yep. And people that just don't serve you, if they're not lifting you up and motivating you, like if you hang around someone for a couple hours and then you're just completely exhausted and you want to give up on life, that's not good. That's not good. So you have to take this mental inventory of who are you around, and what are you becoming with that influence? And it can be incredible. If you have an amazing person, you feel like you're floating when you leave hanging out with them, or you could feel like you've got 1,000 pounds on your shoulder.
Yep. 100%. Be a part of something bigger. Don't isolate yourself. Try to find things that you enjoy, whether it's spending time with your church group, your spiritual group, whether it's going to an MMA place where you do some kind of a physical martial arts or something, whether it's, you go into the shooting range, whether it's you doing something, whatever the hobby is, right? Whether it's working on your health, just figure out something that allows you to feel connected at a higher level to people. I think that's super important. Make sure you have time for your spouse, time for your kids. Just try to have that balanced approach. I think it's really important. I'd also say, try to do something that you love, but it's hard sometimes, right? You got to pay the bill. So you try to, if you can't do what you love like we do every day in our jobs, try to find good hobbies and things outside of work to allow you to feel that connection.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's just running a simple errand, where you end up talking to the lady at the checkout counter for a few minutes, maybe that could change the whole trajectory of your day. They look at longevity research, and relationships are huge, huge, huge things. So the isolation, like you could have 100% organic food in your house, you could have the best air purifier, but you're all alone.
Yep.
And you're miserable and you're tired and you got no motivation and you just want to give up, even though you've, quote, got it all. You've got the biohacking tools. And I've seen it. I've seen it. Probably some of the most miserable people I've ever worked with are people living in mega $3, 4, 5, 6, $10 million houses, and they have no one because they've isolated themselves completely. The husband's going and making all the money. Great. So she can be in this big house alone, and she's miserable.
And these are things I think me and you both struggle from, or anyone that works from home, because you kind of wake up, you get into your routine, you get the kids off to school, and then you go to work, and then it's late, you have a family dinner, and then it's like, okay, now we're putting on a Netflix show, I'm reading a book, right? There's my day. But I just stayed in my box all day, right? And so those are things that everyone, I think, deals with, and that's where you gotta, just really put that on your schedule, a date night, or getting out of the home, or going to the gym, or even just getting out. Like, I have my gym right behind me over here, and so I got everything right here in my little basement office. And so it's easy for me to get in that bubble, and it's a thing I got to keep in mind for myself.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. So hopefully you all see that there is the influence of what you're looking at, what you're reading, the people you're around or the lack of people you're around. It's the gut piece. It's the histamine piece. It's the nutrient deficiency piece, which is massive. It's the soil quality piece. It's the infection piece. It's all of it. And so we would love to help you. If you need help, we can do a functional medicine workup on you. We can get you to the root causes of these issues. If you're suffering from fatigue to the point where you can't get up flight of stairs without being short of breath, you crash after you exercise, you know, these are more extreme cases that exist and we see it daily. So feel free to reach out. We'd be happy to help. We do consults everywhere. It's Dr. J. So that's Dr. Justin Markajani. That's at justinhealth.com, justinhealth.com, or me, Evan Brand, evanbrand.com is the website. You can reach out to us. We'll also put some links below. We have a couple of easy low-hanging fruit products, like my electrolytes are a bestseller. They're great. There's tons of different adaptogen products that we have that can help you to just give you that first little oomph to get you off the couch to where you could reach out. You know, we hear this every week. Oh, I've watched you for 5 years and now I finally reached out. It's like, you know where you could have been like progress wise if you would have reached out 5 years ago? Like, it's cool. I'm glad you're here now, but don't do that. So check out the links below. And then if you need to reach out, let's do it. Let's get some stuff done, spend a little bit of money on it, but it's great. And we're going to double or triple your investment with the level of productivity you can achieve by optimizing your gut, your brain, your hormones, your neurotransmitters, your nutrient levels. This is the stuff that's really worth paying attention to now before you're 81, like my grandpa, still drinking chocolate milk and eating donuts and not performing well.
Excellent, man. You said it so good, man. I really appreciate it. Just take action. We went over a lot of little things here. Just start with some simple stuff, even if it's the palliative stuff, or even if it's some of the root cause stuff. I mean, just to kind of highlight, we didn't really go specific into labs, but we would definitely recommend looking at gut stuff, looking at neurotransmitters via organic acids. Definitely recommend looking at cortisol rhythm type of things, and or just generalized sex hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, free and total for men. These are some good starting points. We didn't go into that. I just wanted to highlight that. And if you guys want to dive in deeper, Evan gave you his contact, evanbrand.com, and Dr. J, myself, justinhealth.com. We are here to help y'all. And you guys have a phenomenal day. Evan, anything else?
No, we're done. Take care, y'all.
Awesome. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Three products you should check out. Pure Digest. That's your enzyme formula that's going to help you break down your food. You're going to be less bloated. You're going to have less fatigue after your meals. You should be able to go eat that grass-fed bowl of chili and feel amazing. You should be able to eat whatever you want and have less reactivity, including gluten. I did not say go eat gluten, but I'm saying it can help the reactivity to that. We put the specific enzyme DPP4 in our Pure Digest, meaning if you go out to a restaurant, you try to avoid gluten, but you never know if you're gonna get hit with it or not, that enzyme will help you to break that gluten down to where you're not creating as much of a reaction. So Pure Digest, check it out. And the other one, histamine mast cell support. This is a game changer if the things are blooming around you, the trees, the flowers, you're reacting to pollen, outdoor allergies, maybe you're dependent upon or you feel like you're dependent upon using some level of histamine support. That's a Claritin, a Zyrtec, those type products. Consider the histamine mast cell support. It could be a game changer. And then last but not least, hydration essentials. We just got a new batch of those. I promoted it on Instagram. There's like 40,000 of you there and we sold out in a day. So thank you so much. I hope you love these. We're gonna take the electrolyte market to a higher place. A lot of the stuff on the market is so cheap to make and so expensive to buy. They're not giving you all the nutrients you need. This includes Element. It's just flavored salt. So good job, Rob Wolf. You've made a massive product. He'll probably make hundreds of millions and there'll be some huge buyout eventually, but it's lacking. We've got to upgrade this. You need bioflavonoids, rutin, taurine. Type in PubMed, electrolytes, taurine, and read about how important that is to help regulate your electrolytes. And that's exactly what we've put into Hydration Essentials. My wife made me a glass of it earlier. It's absolutely phenomenal. So try it out. If you need help clinically, evanbrand.com is the website. You can reach out and do a consultation online. I'd be happy to talk with you for 15 minutes. You can book those free intro calls on the site as well. And I look forward to talking with you soon.